Thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Hey, I know what the podcast sounds like now because I'm doing the, I'm making the podcast.
Oh, and do you like what you are creating?
Well, I never knew the amount of work that went into creating a podcast before, because we just talk shit.
Yeah.
And then we let everybody else do all of that stuff.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Now they're like, oh, Straney, you got to make the podcast in-house. I'm like, oh, right, yeah, fair enough. Then what do?
Can't
be that hard.
Is it that hard?
It's harder than I thought, actually. You've got to put a whole lot of stuff together. You've got to be creative and stuff.
I'm not into that. You don't need that in a podcast. Podcast is just talking, isn't it?
Exactly. Well, that's what I thought. It's just the bits that we did in the show.
Yeah, boom.
It's like, you know, the jam-packed show.
I mean, some people do podcasts like Joe Rogan and all the rest, and they're on there and they're smoking and they're
just smoking and drinking, talking smack.
They're just having a good old time.
Yeah, yeah.
What do you got to worry about,
man? You see that Mark, what's that guy's name? The
Zuckerberg.
No, the Aussie guy, not as rich.
Boris.
Yeah, Mark Boris.
Oh, it is.
He's got his own.
Who's that?
He's got his own podcast.
He's Yellow Brick Road.
Film it. Yeah, well, he used to be Yellow Brick Road.
Oh, does he not own that?
I don't think he's got anything else now.
Ah.
You think he's just Mark Burris, the financial guy.
Ah.
Remember, he had Wizard Financial.
He's popular amongst the ladies as well.
Yeah, he gets Botox and all that sort of stuff.
This guy that you speak of.
I got an ex-girlfriend who knew about that Mark Burris guy and was in a...
Boris, is it?
B-O-U-R-I-S.
Oh, yeah,
lovely guy.
Boris,
swears a lot.
Boris.
Good guy.
He swears a lot.
Yeah, swears a lot, especially in the podcast.
Oh, yeah. Is he like... He was on Shark Tank, isn't he?
Yeah.
It was The Apprentice as well.
Wizard Homeline.
So that's him. Now, very good guy. Gozzy has his own podcast and it's like, you know, uplifting and all that sort of stuff. But I got a friend of mine who was a beauty therapist. And she said that he would come in once a week, get a little massage, get his nails done, get the face done, facial once a week to keep himself looking good. That's why the ladies are into Boris.
Well, actually, you know what? He looks like he's got good skin.
He does have great skin.
Clearly, facials work.
Like, genuinely, it looks like the right sort of thing to do.
Hey. I think I should be going to get a facial more often.
Yeah,
I mean, if I can in my 50s, that's in a couple of years, if I can in my 50s look like Boris.
Oh, he looks good.
I want that.
At him.
He's got a perpetual tan, though, doesn't he?
He does.
Yeah, well, that's right. Every week, he probably gets a spray tan after his massage.
Exactly. Spray tan, he's on the bed, mate.
Oh, the solarium. He's probably got his own solarium at home.
Oh, I would do now. Yeah. He's got heaps of cash.
Oh, he'd be there, yeah.
He would be cashed up. While you're looking at Mark Boris, can you type in Mark Boris net worth? Let's have a look at that.
We're not allowed to reveal that even in a podcast.
It's on the net.
That's on the internet. It's there for the world.
Yeah. All right.
Well, somebody, what do we got over there, Jed? Searching it up. Okay, so apparently his net worth comes in at over $200 million. So
$200 million?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Oh,
he's doing all right.
He can afford his own solarium.
He should buy one of those Teslas that fart.
We did something that I don't think that made the podcast, by the way. So you've just revealed something that doesn't actually work.
Look, it exists.
That's
in
all right.
Tesla.
Yeah. He's trying to get it out when he's putting the podcast together.
So did you know, Jamie Oliver, what do you reckon his net worth is?
$30 million.
That's what I thought. I thought it wouldn't be much. 40, 50 million.
Didn't all these restaurants fold? Because there was
That's right. So that's what I thought. Not a lot.
Yeah.
$300 million. Mainly from book sales and reruns of his TV shows.
The restaurants folded, but he didn't.
No.
I bought one of his frying pans the other day.
You bought a frying pan of...
Belonging to him, yeah.
Well, it doesn't belong to him, but belongs to you.
No, yeah.
You've just paid him a lot.
It's not one they uncovered in the ground and went, I think it's a rare...
This one belongs to Jamie Oliver guy. You paid Jamie Oliver a lot of... How much that cost you?
Well, it was reduced from $69.
Yeah.
So it wasn't massively expensive. It was $69 down to $24, went to the counter, and lo and behold, another 30% off. Obviously, it was a frying pan no one wanted. There must be some issue with it. Yeah.
You know, you have one of those dressing shakers. What a load of shit that thing was. You put your dressings in, and you shake it up, and then you pop it over your salad.
Isn't that just called like a glass jar?
Exactly. Well, he was charging $40 for that shaker.
Right.
And he was selling out off the shelves everywhere.
Gwyneth Paltrow can put a scent of vagina into a candle and sell it for $300. He can sell anything.
Hey, here's what happened in the show, because, God, we've been wafting on.
Jade Straney and Damien Leith on Wave FM.
Talking smoking this morning.
Yeah, look, on the back of Tasmania vying to be the first state in Australia to bring in this, T21 bottom line rule that you cannot purchase cigarettes unless you're over 21. It's in line. The Americans have done it and they saw a massive reduction in the amount of people smoking. But it does raise the question, how do you even afford cigarettes?
One of my friends has just given up because she can't afford it anymore. But I don't know. How do you afford it? We've got Anonymous on the line. I mean, how do you afford to smoke? Because cigarettes are like $50 a pack at the moment, yeah?
Yeah, I know, but do you know how much petrol is a litre? And do you know how much a mortgage is? And you know how much it is to live in general, buy food, a steak, and all kinds of things? You know, your budget.
Well, that's well, no,
you
that
prioritise, I suppose, depending on what you want.
And how much a bottle of beer and a bottle of whiskey is? And how much a Glotto ticket is? And you know how much it is just to go to a restaurant or fly overseas?
Yeah, that is right. If it's something you want to do, you'll find the money. Find some way of making it work.
Yep, just as Anonymous said, you got to budget for it. Everybody budgets for different things in life, and I suppose if you're a smoker, you budget for that too, don't you?
That's right.
So, Robbo, you're in Balgowny. Robbo, how do you afford to smoke?
That's a very good question, really. I don't have too many vices in life. Yeah. I don't earn too much money either, but I just sort of plan it. I budget every fortnight for pay to within an inch of its life. And I smoke tobacco, so that, you know, it still costs me probably around $50 for a 25-gram pack of tobacco, but it's going to last me maybe 4 days. So by doing it that way, I mean, it's still very expensive, but it's not quite as bad as... I don't know how people smoke TaylorMade every day. You know, it's $30-odd a packet. It's just crazy.
So expensive. So $50 every 4 days.
Would the price ever deter you to from smoking, or do you just work around it?
No, I just have to work around it. I've sort of been a lifetime smoker. The frustrating part is actually I lived in Ireland for 10 years. And, of course, over there, and particularly a jaunt to the continent, and you're picking them up for €3 or €4 a pack. You know, it's fantastic to come back here and,
It is so true, because it is a lot cheaper, you know, especially over in the likes of Spain and France and all the rest. Yeah, you get it for next
Bali.
To nothing.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. I know people that take up smoking when they go to Bali because it's so cheap.
Jade Straney and Damien Leith on Wave FM.
The way to do things. I mean, that's what the world's all about, isn't it? Finding ways of doing things that you like to do.
That's why I like my life hack every day.
Yeah, your life hacks are great. One life hack you haven't given over the last while is how to sleep better.
Oh, I wish I had that life hack, I would not be as tired as I am right now.
Well, I can relate with that because I was speaking to my mother the other day, all right? As you know, I talk to my mum all the time. Yeah. I'm a mama's boy, there's no doubt about that.
Mm. So what's Mummy Leith got to say?
Well, it was a video call and she showed me a packet of magic mushrooms.
All right. Wow, mum's progressive.
Okay.
Magic mushrooms.
Wow, so what were these to help you with?
Now, it was called magic mushrooms. Before you just all jump on the bandwagon. Is over in Ireland doing some sort of hypnotic.
Does she wear captains?
This was all legit. It was a kind of a herbal remedy of mushrooms and cacao, and they called it magic mushrooms.
Okay, so what does that do?
Apparently, you have it just before you go to bed with a bit of milk, and it just knocks you out, gives you the best sleep ever. All right.
Can you get it to send some over?
Well, unfortunately, you can't get it here at all. Not that particular brand. Yeah. So I went online and I found Super Shrooms. All right, Super Shrooms. It has all the same stuff. Okay, so it's got cacao, lion's mane. It's got a lion's mane
lion's
in there.
Lion's mane, wow.
Yeah.
Cats do a lot of sleeping, though, so hey.
It is a lion's mane. They got chaga, reishi, cordyceps.
I don't even know what any of that stuff is. Yeah. So did you order it? Have you got it yet?
Not only did I order it,
yeah,
I took it last night.
Yes.
How'd you go? Before bed, it was delicious.
Did it work?
First of all, it was absolutely delicious. Drinking this thing was yum. Went to bed. I had the absolute worst night's sleep I've ever had. I would say the last year. I could not click off. I could not, for the life of me, my brain would not stop. Even at the moments when I would kind of go to sleep, my brain was still doing stuff. It was like going through, it was inventing things. My brain was, I woke up this morning in a daze. I was just like, ma'am, gee, what on earth did you?
That was a big trip.
Now, in ma'am's defense, I went and got the package. And this is a lesson to all the, well, I suppose, dads out there and men out there in particular. Read the packaging, all right? Because I read it this morning and it says, all right, drink mushrooms. You get down. It says, we aren't against coffee. This should have been the first thing. But we found an alternative. Okay, I didn't know it was an alternative for coffee. Went on to say, you can say goodbye to brain fog. I wanted brain fog last night. It says goodbye to fatigue. I wanted fatigue.
So you just, what's another word for magic mushroom? Super shrooms? Oh, that must be the same thing.
It says hello to increased focus, stronger immunity, and long-lasting energy. I went to bed last night having drunk a long last. Basically, I had two iron, Red Bulls just before I went to bed.
So you got the natural version of a bucket of coffee before you went to sleep.
I still feel hyper. My heart is thumping at a rate of knots, even right now. I'm waiting for the come down.
Let's hope the come down's after 9, because if it's before 9, it's going to be a big downer.
Let it be a lesson. Read the instructions.
What are they called? Super shrooms.
Super shrooms.
Jade Straney and Damien Leith on Wave FM.
Remember yesterday I was telling you guys that that I broke my New Year's resolution.
That's right. It was going to be dry January.
Dry. It was going to be dry 2021.
Really?
it was going to be a whole year.
So you got in. How many days in did you get it?
Well, I got as far as last Saturday. All right.
Okay, so the first weekend of January.
I watched the movie. I was so inspired by it. The movie told me to live life, you know, moment. Right. Every moment.
That's right. Seize the day. Carpe diem. Seize the coldie.
He's watching cartoons. Inspiring by cartoons.
I learned from cartoons, you know. I went to the fridge and cracked open a beer. Well, as it turns out, more happened that night than I fully recall. Okay, so my guitarist, Eric, he arrived over. Hadn't seen Eric for quite a while. And I said, hey, man, look, I've just cracked open a beer. You want to join me? He said, sure, why not? Why not? Anyway, the night went on. We had a little bit of a session. That's all fine. You know, you gotta do these things.
Well, hey, it's
you know, Disney has taught us this.
Celebrating.
Yes, it is.
Seize the day.
Now, speaking to my mother this morning, I like to call my mam every single morning in Ireland. And mam reminded me that on Saturday night, I also called her and dad as well. Oh. Yes, had a session over the phone.
Like a jam session? Were you jamming?
It was the full, in the middle of the night. I think it was about 2 in the morning. Eric and I are on our last legs. It's a big night.
How good did you sound?
I tell you. Well, mam reminded me that there was a lot of squealing. There wasn't a lot of good notes. We took out the guitar. We were playing the guitar out of tune. We broke a string. Then I jumped on the piano. There was all of this going on.
No.
And mam was slagging me off this morning all about this. Just remind me. Oh, gee. And it made me think. I mean, we really... There should be something out there, I reckon, an invention, like a sobriety test with Google. You know when you, hey, Google, call mam or something like that.
Yeah.
Something that where Google butts in, and if it's after a certain amount of time, says, hey, okay.
They have that.
No, they don't.
They have that. You can get absolutely fine so you don't drunk dial ex-boyfriends, and you can. Like, you can do a sobriety test, and Google
really?
Will let you know whether or not you're allowed to proceed.
I do not believe
you
it.
You can
do it.
It's got it.
Let me get
this
app
Google
up.
Get our Google Nest.
Yep.
They've actually got this.
Yeah, let's do a test
I've
now.
Got it.
So let's do
I've
a
got
test.
The app open.
So you've got to
right,
channel
okay.
the Damien from Saturday night. Okay, so you've got to pretend that you're drunk.
Okay, wait, let me dishevel my hair. Let me let me have one eye definitely lazier than the other.
Okay, right. And then so you've got to get Google
okay,
to
okay,
call
I'm ready.
Your mum.
I'm ready.
But you've got to pretend you're drunk, okay?
All right, here we go.
All
right. Google, call mum.
Damien, have you been drinking?
No, Dougal, just call mam.
My name is Google, not Dougal. How many have you had, Damien?
3 and a quarter.
Damien, I think you're kidding yourself. You've been drinking too much.
You kidding yourself, Dougal?
Damien, do you really think you should call your mother in this state?
Just call her, for God's sake.
Sorry, Damien, you've had way too much to drink and you need to put some clothes on.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.